halacha. So the Mishnah in the Gemara tells us in the Masechet Brachot that shlosha she'achlo, when you have three people who come together to eat, before they bench, there's a mitzvah to do a zimun, to come together, some joint type of benching. We'll see as we go along what that means, to do birkas hamazon together. What's the source? Why do we have to do a zimun? Where does the Gemara learn it from? The Gemara actually has three psukim. Mishnah Berurah only brings down two of them. One pasuk is from Ha'azinu, where Moshe says, "Bishem Hashem Ekra," when I call out to God, "Havu Godal Elokeinu," which means that when I call out to God, one person, "Havu," you plural people, should join with me. When you have three people, then this one to do some type of communal praise of God. Or another pasuk from Tehillim is "Gadlu Hashem Iti." Again, one person talking to two people, and he's saying, "Gadlu, you too should praise God with me." So the big machlokes we've shown him whether Zimun is a mitzvah d'oraisa, a biblical mitzvah, or only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, only a rabbinic mitzvah. So what's the nafkamina? You know, we follow both biblical and rabbinic mitzvahs. What does it matter whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? Mishnah Berurah was a very practical case. What happens if a 13-year-old boy who just became bar mitzvah, is he allowed to leave the Zimun? Give 5-10 people at a meal, and you have a 13-year-old boy. What's the issue? So we normally assume that when somebody comes to 13, they're bar mitzvah. That's not really true. The real halach is when someone has two saros, maturity of two hairs, that's when they become bar mitzvah. We rely on the chazak, we're not going to check every boy and see how, where he's holding a maturity, but we rely on the chazak, and then when someone turns 13, they reach that point of maturity. But the Gemara says, and the post can point out, that we only rely on that chazak for mitzvah derabbanan, for a finnic mitzvah. We won't rely on that for a biblical mitzvah. Let's say Parsha Zachor. We won't let a bar mitzvah boy lay in Parsha Zachor because it's a biblical mitzvah. We don't rely on the chazaka. So if Zimun is deraisa, we really shouldn't let a bar mitzvah boy just turn bar mitzvah lead the Zimun. It's a biblical mitzvah. But if it's derabbanan, it's only a rabbinic mitzvah, so we can rely on the chazaka that he probably reached that maturity, and we would let him lead it. So what's the halacha? So Mishnah Berurah quotes that most poskim hold it's only derabbanan. One could be lenient to let a bar mitzvah boy lead. The Chazon Ish thought that way. The Chazon Ish thought that most poskim himself is deraisa. And I saw that the Dirshu quoted from the Stifler that based on this Chazon Ish, he told bar mitzvah boy at the meal that he should not be the one to lead the Zimun, because maybe it's biblical, it's deraisa, but sounds like the minhag is that we're mikdal, that's only rabbinic in nature, separate bar mitzvah boy from leading the Zimun.